My brothers and sisters in Christ, I bring you greetings from St. Paul's in Imperial and share with you the honor that is ours as the Eucharistic sponsor for this academic year. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A very short passage today. I had told Dr. Brower this would be about a 45-minute sermon. That's what I do at home, so I'm sure that's what I'll do here. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter, the 14th verse. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. In this Epiphany season, I call your attention to the incarnation of our Lord. The power of the incarnation in that our paradoxical God is at work again. We talk about the power of the incarnation, and I hope that we can draw from that power, but it is through that power that God took our human form, humbling himself, a humility beyond compare, when the Creator became the created. Where the one who knew no sin took your sin and mine, standing in our place, as he began, as Dr. Raj said, standing in those waters of the Jordan River. It is the power of the incarnation of which I speak, the power that you and I can take into our lives, and as pastors and future deaconesses, we can share that incarnation power with those around us. How do we do that? How do we do that? In our own way, we share what Jesus has done, literally leaving the glories of heaven to come to an obscure place, to be born in a stinking cattle stall, to live a life of rejection, a sinless life that you and I could not live, to pay a debt that he did not owe. That's the power of the incarnation. That God, in his wisdom, had a plan to erase sin, to restore a fractured relationship, to do for us what we could not do. And as you and I draw on that incarnation power and share it with those around us, we do so as we remain faithful to word and sacrament ministry, as we encourage frequent participation in the Lord's Supper, as we encourage private and personal Bible study and devotion time, as we remind ourselves, our parishioners, and all those around us how much God loved us. For the epitome of God's love is the incarnation of his Son, the taking on of human flesh. A noted Christian writer described it this way, God with skin on. That's the incarnation. That's the difference that's made in your life and mine. The difference that we share with people who are hurting and in need and a world that is literally going to hell. The power of the incarnation has changed your life and mine and will continue to change lives as we focus on that event, that miracle of time. May God bless us and enable us to go forth from this place, our faith strengthened, encouraged by the incarnation, empowered by the incarnation. As we share God's love, as we share the hope that lies within us, and may the power of the incarnate Son of God touch our hearts and lives, embolden us to share that vital message. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in that ever-increasing personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen.